Good morning. This is truly a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today's lesson is titled, Nehemiah, Rebuilding a Nation. The Bible passage is Nehemiah 2nd chapter 11th through the 20th verses. Nehemiah was the leader of the third group of exiled Jews to return to Jerusalem. This was not just a return to Jerusalem, as it was a mission to rebuild the walls of the city destroyed by the Babylonians when they took control of Judah. James 5:16 reads, "The fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much." Even though this verse was written several hundred years later, we see Nehemiah putting it into action. When he heard of the condition of the Jerusalem walls, he was heartbroken and sad. He felt something needed to be done, but he didn't know what. So he did what we all should do when we reach that proverbial brick wall. He began to fast and pray. God's answer did not come immediately, but it was on time. As a royal cupbearer, he was always in the king's presence, tasting his drinks before he was served. King Artaxerxes noticed sadness in the face of Nehemiah and inquired what was wrong. Seeing this was God's opportunity to open a door, Nehemiah quickly prayed and answered the king's question. Nehemiah spoke of his concerns in his homeland of Judah and wanted to rebuild the city of his ancestors because they were in ruins. Just like the Lord opened Artaxerxes' heart to Ezra, he opened the king's heart to Nehemiah and gave him everything he needed. The king gave him funds, letters to acquire construction materials of the best quality, a commission to give him authority over the construction of the wall, city, and gates, as well as authority to govern the people and appoint leaders. He was also assigned a company of soldiers to protect him during their journey to Jerusalem. The Lord truly answers prayer in abundance. When Nehemiah arrived, he surveyed the walls and developed a plan to rebuild the walls and gates. He then met with the people and explained his plan to rebuild. The people were in a state of despair because of the condition of the wall. A rebuilt wall would give them a sense of pride and security, something they needed desperately, being exiles and not having resources. Considering they were under the leadership of a Sumerian governor and surrounding nations, they welcomed Nehemiah's plan. These leaders from the surrounding nations saw they were about to lose their control of the Jewish people and began to intimidate, harass, and sabotage the construction project. Nehemiah never let them know the power given him by King Artaxerxes. The people continued to rebuild the walls and gates. The task was completed in 52 days. Nehemiah then began to exercise his authority by appointing leaders, priests, and city officials. Nehemiah did, however, let his opposition know in no uncertain terms that they had no part in this city. When we are faced with challenges, we should not throw up our hands in defeat. We should be motivated to develop a plan to meet this challenge by first praying for God's guidance and favor. But be specific about your needs. Don't stop praying. As with Nehemiah, the Lord will provide an opportunity for your plan to be put into action. He will also soften hearts and give you what you need to deal with all opposition. He will lead you to a successful conclusion to that challenge, all while we continue to give him praise and thanksgiving before and after he answers our prayers. Father in heaven, we thank you for answered prayer, Father. We thank you for answering all of our prayers, for hearing our deepest groanings, Father, for answering our prayers to meet our physical needs, to meet our spiritual needs, to meet our financial needs. No matter what problems we have had, we have laid them at your feet, and you have heard our cries, Father, in the wee hours of the night, in a quiet area, or in the most tumultuous storms, you still hear our voice. And we thank you, Father, for listening to us, Father, and answering those prayers when we call out to you, Father. We pray, Lord, that we continue to do what we have to do to maintain the covenant that you have placed with us. We thank you, Father, for that covenant. We thank you, Father, for the shed blood of your Son, Jesus, who have died to give us eternal life. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for being able to come to you anytime, any place, Father. We ask you, Father, to remember those that are dealing with illness right now in their bodies or within their families. We ask you to touch them and embrace them and give them the healing that they need, Father, and that they require. We thank you, Father, for what you do for them. We ask you, Father, to remember all those that have lost loved ones. Give them the comfort and the peace and the calm that they must have, Father, as they go through this challenging time. Let them know, Father, that you are standing beside them as they go through this, that they are not alone. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. And we ask you, Father, to continue to lead us and give us the presence of mind to look to you for understanding and for guidance. We pray, Lord, that you forgive us for all things that we do, Father, because we know that through that, through our forgiveness and our repentance, that you will renew our spirits each and every day. Each day, Father, we challenge ourselves to walk the right path and do the right things. And we may slip up, Father, but we know that we can always come to you, Father, and beg forgiveness, and you will forgive us and keep us headed on the right path and in the ways in which we should go. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor and our church family. Continue to bless our pastor. As we see that as we see in Nehemiah, we see you have given her the authority of leadership to motivate us to follow after your path, to follow after your will, to do the things that we need to do to keep our congregation moving forward, Father, to support one another, Father, and to help one another as we combine this church family as one family, one family unit. We thank you, Father, for our pastor. We ask you to continue to touch her body and uplift her spirits and give her the wisdom to be our leader, Father. We thank you for all that you do for us. And we thank you for all that you're going to do. And we thank you for all that you have done. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.